Well, we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
It's so good to be back with you so soon.
啊，我非常高兴能够这么快就回到大家中间。
I felt like I just was here just a few days ago.
我觉得好像就是几天前就在这里一样的。
In fact, my return has been so quick, you haven't even finished the videos from the last conference.
我回来的这么快。
以至于上一次聚会的那个电视片还没有做完。
I bring you greetings not only in the name of our Lord,
我不仅仅是用主耶稣的名向大家问安。
But in the name of the church that I am a member of, Solid Rock Baptist Church in Draftonville, Kentucky.
也带着我所在教会的名义
向大家问好。
Amen. And I also bring greetings in the name of our brother Paul Washer.
也同时用我们的弟兄
Paul Washer 的名义向大家问安。
As you've already heard, he is planning to be with us at the next conference.
也许大家都知道他计划在下一次会议的时候回到大家中间。
He's continuing to recover from his heart attack last year.
他从去年的心肌梗塞的过程当中现在还在恢复当中。
And he misses you greatly.
他非常想念大家。
But,
但是
you'll have to share him with me, because you'll have to put up with me also. I will also be here.
你们要和我一起分享他，也要忍耐我，因为我也会来。
So you'll have to deal with both of us.
你们大家一起要接待我们两个了。
Do you think you can handle that?
我相信你们能够做这件事的。
Amen.
谢谢。
Well, we are going to attempt the book of Galatians this weekend.
那么这个周末我们也一起来思考加拉太书。
So if you'll turn your Bibles to this great epistle.
请大家把圣经翻到非常伟大的这一篇。
We're going to begin with chapter 1.
我们从第一章来开始。
I'm going to read in English.And then our brother will read it from your translation.
他会用英文读，我会用中文。
Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
加拉太书第一章从第一节到第十节。
Paul, an apostle not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God, the Father who raised him from the dead.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
And all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia.
和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会。
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
但愿荣耀归于神直到永永远远。Amen.
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的。去从别的福音
which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
但无论是我们，是天上来的使者。若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we've said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们， 与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？我仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
This weekend we'll go through the entire book of Galatians.
这个周末我们将要把整个加拉太书都一起分享一遍。
What profit can we expect of such a quick scan?
那么我们这么快的浏览一个加拉太书，我们可以得到什么呢？
Perhaps the effort is like trying to spend several thousands of dollars in a store.
也许用个例子，就像你试图在某一个商店里面去花上几千块钱。
But you only have 2 minutes to do so.
不过你只有两分钟可以在这个店里面。
There's no way you're going to be able to use all of your resources in those 2 minutes.
你不可能在这两分钟里面把所有的都用完。
I'm sure some of you would like to try, though, wouldn't you?
不过我相信有些人也许想试试看吧。
In our case, we have this entire amazing book about the gospel.
对于我们来说，我们有这一个非常非常奇妙的关于福音的这一篇书在这里。
And we only have 10 sessions to shop its contents.
但是我们呢，只有十堂。来看一看它的内容。
No doubt we're going to leave more on the shelves of these chapters than we gain.
毫无疑问啊，有些东西我们只好把它留在后边。
My task is not to give you a verse-by-verse exposition.
我想我的任务不是跟大家一句一句来分享、来解经。
But to give you the main arguments of the apostle who was writing to his own converts.
我就想把保罗写给那些生命所改变的人
主要的论点告诉你们
These converts were straying from the gospel that the apostle Paul had preached
这些已经是说改变的人在所传给他们的福音上面有一点转向走错了
Soon after the apostle Paul and Barnabas had planted these churches in Galatia
保罗跟巴拿巴在加拉太建立这个教会以后
False teachers entered into these new churches.
有假的教师就跑进了这个教会里面去。
And they preached circumcision and obedience to the law of Moses.
他们教导关于割礼以及要遵守摩西的律法的教训。
Paul demanded gospel purity.
而使徒保罗他要求福音是纯正的。
And he warned his readers that they were in danger of apostasy.
他提醒他的读者要当心那些假的教训。
If they replace the gospel with circumcision and obedience to the law,
如果他们把割礼以及遵守律法来代替所传给他们福音的话，
they were literally turning away from the gospel and the hope of eternal life.
实际上，他们已经偏离了所传给他们的福音和永生的盼望。
And from the opening statement of this epistle, this is the one drumbeat that he sounds.
从这一段经文的开始，他在那里敲响他的战鼓了。
Now let's look at this.
让我们一起来看这一点。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
第一章的第六节。
I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音。
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1.
第三章的第一节。
Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
And then chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Chapter 4.
第四章第九节到第十一节。
Verses 9 through 11. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage?
现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那柔弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
Verse 10, you observe days and months and seasons and years.
你们谨守日子、月份及其年份。
Now listen to what he says in verse 11.
请大家注意在第十一节他怎么说的。
I'm afraid for you, lest I've labored for you in vain.
我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
Again, fourth chapter, verses 19 and 20.
也是第四章从19节到20节。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Again, listen to verse 20.
请大家注意第二十节。
I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you.
我巴不得现今在那里改换口气，因为我为你们心里作难。
And lastly, the fifth chapter, verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Once again, Paul sounds forth this same note.
在这里使徒保罗同样的这一个主题再一次提醒。
He's concerned about these converts.
对于那些信徒他非常的担心。
And his concern has led him to the point that he's not even sure if some of them were truly converted.
他担心到一个地步，他害怕其中有些人没真的
Galatians chapter 5 verse 4.
请大家看加拉太书第五章第四节。
You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
So here's the apostle's concern.
这就是使徒保罗所担心的。
That his converts may not be truly saved.
他很担心有一些信徒不一定真正得救了。
They were following these false Jewish teachers.
他们就跟随那些属于犹太人的假教师们。
Who were telling these Gentiles that they had to become Jews first if they wanted to be Christian.
他们教导那些外邦人说你假如想要得救呢，你首先就要变成犹太人。
These were Gentile churches.
这是一个外邦人的教会。
They had believed in Paul's gospel.
他们已经相信了使徒保罗所传的福音。
But now they were turning away from the gospel of grace.
但是现在呢，他们从恩典的福音当中开始偏离了。
Believing that their works were going to gain them God's favor.
他们相信他们的行为或者他们所做的能够赢得神的喜悦。
They were believing that justification and sanctification came through the law.
他们相信称义、成圣是从律法来的。
Now what does this have to do with us here in the 21st century?
那么这些东西跟我们现在的21世纪有什么相关呢？
There's not many out there preaching that if you want to be a Christian, you first got to become a Jew.
现在没有很多人在这里教导我们说，假如你要得救，你先要变成个犹太人。
I doubt there's going to be a problem with a false teacher preaching.
我怀疑现在这会成为问题，当假教师在那里传。
You've got to be circumcised and obey the law of Moses if you want to be it.
你们要进行割礼，并且要完全遵守摩西所传的律法，才能得救。
But the problem of the Galatians is still duplicated today.
但是加拉他教会的问题如今还是存在。
Our problem may not be circumcision or following the dietary laws of the Jews.
我们的问题可能不是关于割礼，不是怎么样遵守关于各种食物方面的律法的问题。
But the question is still the same question.
但问题还是同样一个问题。
How do you gain God's favor?
怎么样能得着神的喜悦？
That is the biggest question of all of human history.
这个是人类历史上最大的一个问题。
Every attempt to answer that question comes down to two answers.
每一个回答这个问题的尝试会归结为两种答案。
You either earn God's favor by your performance.
你要么以你的行为赢得神对你的喜悦。
Or you're given God's favor by the performance of another.
或者你因着其他人所做的而得到神对你的喜悦。
You're given God's favor by faith in the performance of Jesus Christ.
你得着神的喜悦是通过相信主耶稣所做的。
Every religion in the world,
所有在世界上其他的宗教
except Christianity,
除了基督教以外
answers that favor question with human works.
关于怎么样得神喜悦，回答都是用行为。
Each religion differs on what works are required.
那每一个宗教对于应该怎么做，他们是有不同的。
But in the end, they all say the same thing.
但是到最后呢，他们说的都是一回事。
You're saved by your deeds.
你是照着你自己的行为得救。
That's why Christianity is so hated.
这就是为什么基督教被他们所憎恶。
It says to the self-righteous,
他们那些自以为义的人说
，Your works are vanity.
你自己的行为事上是虚空的。
They're empty and useless.
他们就是空的，完全没用的。
It doesn't matter how good you think you are.
不管你自己以为你是多好。
Your best efforts do not gain God's blessing.
你最好的行为也不能赢得神对你的喜悦。
And proud mankind does not want to hear that message.
但是骄傲的人类不喜欢听这样的一个信息。
People today want to earn their way into God's favor.
今天的人都希望在神的面前赢得神的喜悦。
They want to gain.
他们希望赢得。
By getting on God's good side so they can boast.
通过赢得神的喜悦，他们可以吹嘘了。
The idea of humbling oneself before God.
这个在神的面前谦卑自己这种想法
，knowing that you're so evil that even your best acts are filthy in the eyes of God，
知道你是这么的邪恶，以至于你最好的行为在神的面前就好像肮脏的衣服一样。
That is repulsive to the sinner's heart，
罪人里面不喜欢这种想法。
I believe. Now listen carefully.
我们小心地听。
I believe the Lord has laid this series of messages on my heart.
我相信神把这一系列的信息放在我的心中。
That means that there are some of us who are struggling just like the Galatians.
这意味着我们中间有一些人现在就像那些加拉太人一样纠结。
We've heard the gospel of Jesus for years.
我们听到主耶稣的福音很多的年。
But there's something deep within us, motivating us.
但是有些东西在我们的内心深处在激励我们。
To earn God's favor and pull it down by your own effort.
通过我的行为来赢得神的喜悦。
Christianity is not free of self-righteous people.
基督教 并不缺少自义的人。
There are millions of people sitting in Christian churches.
有成千上万的人坐在基督教的教会里面。
Who are just like the Galatians.
他们跟加拉太人一样。
They think they either have God's favor or they don't have God's favor based on their performance.
他们根据他们的行为，他们或者得着神的喜悦，或者不能得着神的喜悦。
Some of you in this room,
有些你们就在这个厅里面。
Some of you watching by video,
有些你们在那里看直播。
You're not a Christian, yet because you can't believe God loves you just the way you are.
你还不是一个基督徒，
因为你不相信神会爱你。
And the reason you can't believe God loves you is,
为什么你不相信神会爱你呢？原因是什么呢？
You know you're not as good as you should be.
因为你知道你没有像你应当做的那么好。
You don't like yourself.
你不喜欢你自己。
You are a disappointment to yourself.
你对自己很失望。
And therefore, subconsciously you conclude,
所以你从你的潜在意识里面你得出一个结论，
God must be disappointed with you and dislikes you also.
神一定对你很失望，不喜欢你。
I sat across a restaurant table just this past week.
这个星期我呢正好在一个餐馆里面坐在一个年轻人的对面。
And this was exactly his problem.
这个年轻人就有这个问题。
He could not believe that God could be pleased with him.
他不能相信神会喜欢他。
Because he wasn't pleased with himself.
因为他自己都不喜欢自己。
And so to believe that God would just freely give him favor was hard for him to grasp.
所以要他相信神就这么白白喜欢他。对于他来说是难以接受。
On the other hand, there are others of you,
但是另外有一种人，
you're not saved either.
你也没有得救。
Because you're proud of yourself.
因为你为自己很骄傲，很自豪。
You're so pleased with your religious behavior.
因为你对于自己那虔诚的宗教做法很满意。
That you assume God is also pleased.
你就以为神也很满意。
There's no way he can't accept me.
没有可能神不接受我。
I've asked him to come into my heart.
我也要求他来到我的心里。
I work in the church. I do religious things.
我也在教会里侍奉。我有非常虔诚的做法。
What's the difference between these two groups of people?
那么对于这两种人有什么不同呢？
No difference.
没有不同。
Both do not understand the gospel.
他们全都不明白什么是福音。他们都是失去的。
You see, the true Christian is the person who realizes
真正的基督徒是他明白
that there's no degree of righteousness that they can perform that would earn God's favor.
没有一个我们可以做到的义的程度可以赢得神的喜爱。
A true Christian comes to the place
一个真正的基督徒来到这么一个地方
where they know that there's nothing they can do to make themselves acceptable to God.
他们清楚知道没有什么他们可以做来被神接受。
They know this.
他们知道这一个。
They know that there is still on their best day enough evil to sink them into the lowest hell.
他们清楚知道即使在他们认为最好的日子他们里面的邪恶还是叫他们深深的堕落。
And they also know this, and this is the difference.
他们也知道这是一个不同的地方。
That God has given them favor and blessing through Jesus Christ and Him alone.
神恩待他们只能通过主耶稣来领导他们自己。
They know that Jesus was good enough to do what they could not do.
他们知道主耶稣能够做到他们自己所做不到的事。
They believe the gospel when it says Jesus identified himself with sinners.
他们相信福音说主耶稣与罪人认同。
They believe that he died for the ungodly.
他们相信主耶稣为着恶人而死的。
They believe that he was resurrected to life.
他们也相信主耶稣从死里复活。
And by faith they attach themselves to him.
并且借着信心他们与主耶稣连结。
So what's true about him is true about them.
所以对于主耶稣来说是真实的，对于他们也是真实的。
And that is what this book of Galatians is about.
那就是加拉太书所要讲的。
It's not about circumcision.
不是关于割礼。
It's not about the law of Moses.
不是关于摩西的律法。
Or Jewish traditions.
或者是犹太人的那些传统。
It's about the good news of grace versus the works of the law.
而是关于恩典的福音与遵守律法的行为。
If there are people in this room tonight who are not sure of your eternal state,
如果今天在这个房间里面，
有些人不太清楚你永恒的状态是怎么样，
Would you pray even right now?
你愿意现在就祷告吗？
Father,
天上的主，
Open my eyes to see the truth.
开我的眼睛看见真理。
Make my heart to know,
使我的心里能够知道
not just the evilness of my goodness, the sin of even my good deeds.
帮助我，让我看见我自己的好的行为
that they're never good enough,
是从来没有好到足够
and help me to see the beauty of Jesus.
帮助我看见
主耶稣的荣美。
Not just somebody hanging on a cross.
并不是一个挂在十字架的人。
But help me to see his heart.
帮助看见他的心。
That he was good enough for both of us.
对于他们自己跟我们，他已经足够好。
Give me the vision of the soul to see this and believe it.
开我灵魂的眼睛看到这一点。并相信他。
I believe if you cry out and call upon God like that,
我相信如果像这样向神呼求，
God will answer that prayer.
神会答应你的祈求。
Paul begins his introduction and first verse establishing his apostleship.
保罗在第一章第一节确立他使徒的职分。
His apostleship was a favor bestowed upon him by God's grace.
他这个使徒的职分是神所给他的一个特别的恩典。
He didn't receive it through men.
他说他并不是从人来的。
It was given to him by God the Father.
而是父神直接给他的。
He was not an apostle because he chose to be.
并不是他自己选择要成为一个使徒，
or because he conducted himself in a way that deserved the title，
或者说他自己的行为使他能够成为一个使徒。
No, he received his apostleship directly from the risen Christ.
不是，他呢是直接从复活的主耶稣那里得着他使徒的职分。
Let's return to chapter 1 verse 1，
让我们一起再看第一章的第一节。
Paul, an apostle not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
This is a most unusual way for the apostle to start an epistle.
在使徒保罗所写的信件里面，这是非常少见的一个开头。
None of Paul's epistles in the introduction,
在任何使徒保罗的那些书信里面的开头，没有其他的书信有这样的开头的。
Speak of Jesus' death and resurrection.
他讲到主耶稣的死跟他的复活。
There is one exception to that, and that's the book of Romans.
只有一卷书例外。
那就是罗马书。
That epistle is also about predominantly the gospel.
那一卷书也是特别讲到福音。
So why does Paul salute or greet the people of Galatia in this manner?
为什么当使徒保罗跟加拉太的弟兄姊妹问安的时候用这个方法写呢？
His purpose is to establish the tone of this epistle.
他的目的是一开始就对这封信建立这么一个基调。
This letter is about the gospel.
这封书信就是关于福音的。
It's a gospel of grace.
这是一个恩典的福音。
Here was a former persecutor of the church. Now he's an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他以前是迫害教会，但现在他是一个使徒。
How could this be?
怎么可能呢？
He didn't meet the qualifications that was outlined by the Apostle Peter in chapter 1 of Acts.
根据使徒行传第一章里面使徒彼得所给予的使徒的标准，保罗他并不符合这个标准。
Do you remember what was happening in Acts 1?
大家记得不记得使徒行传第一章是怎么说的呢？
Peter wanted to replace Judas who had hung himself.
使徒彼得准备把那个吊死自己犹大所丢失的使徒的位置来给其他的人。
They were going to select somebody to be the 12th apostle.
他们准备选立一个人成为第十二个使徒。
And the qualifications Peter gives,
使徒彼得给的使徒的标准是什么呢？
The man must have been with Jesus from his baptism to his ascension.
这个人必须从耶稣受洗以直到最后他上十字架与他在一起。
He had to be a witness of the resurrection.
并且他必须是主耶稣复活的一个见证人。
But Paul was none of these.
但是使徒保罗对于这个标准他一样也不符合。
But on the road to Damascus,
当他去到大马士革的路上的时候，
The resurrected Lord appeared to this man.
这个复活的主耶稣向保罗显现，
And set him apart as an apostle.
并且指定他，让他成为一个使徒。
He was called by Jesus just like the other 11 had been called.
他就好像其他的一个使徒一样是被主耶稣所呼召出来的。
This is what Paul wants the Galatians to see.
这就是使徒保罗希望加拉太的弟兄姊妹看到这一点。
His apostolic call came from Jesus.
他这个使徒这份的呼召是直接从主耶稣来的。
And that established the foundation of Paul's gospel.
这为保罗所传扬的福音奠定了一个坚实的基础。
In other words, this is what he's saying to his Galatian readers.
换言之，他跟加拉太读这书信的人说，
I've been highly favored by the Lord.
我是被神大大喜爱的。
He has set his grace upon me.
他把他的恩典交在我的身上。
Not only has he forgiven me of my sins,
不仅仅他赦免我的罪，
but his amazing grace has made me an apostle.
并且他那奇妙的恩典还使我变成一个使徒。
Now watch this, see this.
那么我们大家注意这个。
Just like Paul,
正好像使徒保罗一样。
You're not a Christian because you set your mind and determined to be a follower of Jesus.
你今天为成为一个基督徒，
并不是因为你心里定义要成为耶稣的追随者。
You're a follower of his because he found you in your sin.
你成为耶稣的追随者，是因为耶稣在你还是做罪人的时候，他找到你。
He delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness.
他把你从黑暗的世界里面拯救出来。
And that's the heart of the gospel message.
这就是福音信息的中心内容。
Not that you love God, but God loves you.
并不是你爱神， 是神爱你。
This is what the Apostle John said in his first epistle.
所以在约翰一书里面，使徒约翰就这么说。
Chapter 4 and verse 10.
第四章第十节。
1 John chapter 4, 10. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin.
约翰一书第四章第十节。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
This is the gospel, and Paul states it in verse 4.
这就是加拉太书第一章第四节里面所讲到的这个福音。
Who gave himself for our sins.
耶稣为着我们的罪把自己给。
That he might deliver us from this present evil age.
他能够救我们脱离现今这个罪恶的世代。
He's reminding his converts.
他在提醒那些信徒。
This is essential to the heart of the gospel.
这就是福音的中心。
Christ loved you before you loved him.
主耶稣爱你在你爱他之前。
Before you went after him, he died for you.
在你们去跟随他之前，他已经为你们。
The heart of the gospel is the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ.
福音的中心就是替代，是耶稣为我们死。
Paul tells the Romans in chapter 5 and verse 6. Romans 5:6.
使徒保罗在罗马书第五章第六节当中。
For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死。
And notice verse 8 of the same 5th chapter.
在第五章的第八节，请大家注意。
When did God demonstrate his love for you? When?
什么时候神向你表明了他的爱呢？
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And there, my friend, listen.
所以在这里，弟兄姊妹，请听。
There is the anchor of your hope tonight.
今天晚上，这里有你们盼望的锚。
Your hope tonight is not that Christ loves you because you're a good person.
你今天晚上的盼望并不是因为你是个好人，所以基督爱你。
Your hope is that he died for sinners.
你的盼望就是基督为罪人死。
If you want a validation that you're a good person,
假如你希望得到人家的肯定，说你是个好人。
Then Christianity is not your religion.
那么基督教不是你所需要的宗教。
Why?
为什么?
Because to be given entrance into the Christian faith, to be given entrance to come into the Christian faith,
因为你今天要进入基督教的信仰
requires the harsh reality that you are a sinner.
需要接受严酷的现实，
承认你是一个罪人。
That you are not good.
你知道你不好。
I'm not good.
我不好的。
None of us are.
我们中间没一个人算是好。
How many does the Bible say are good?
有多少人这个圣经说你是好的？
There is none good. No, not one.
没有好的，没有一个。
Christianity requires you to acknowledge this.
基督教要求你认识、承认这一点。
So tonight,
所以今天晚上
and this weekend,
并且这个周末
Paul is going to shout at us.
使徒保罗会大声地对我们呼喊
that true Christianity involves a deep contrition over sin.
真正的基督教涉及对罪的深切的忏悔。
Listen, this is key to somebody's hope tonight.
请注意，对于某些人，这是关键的一点。
Christianity requires
基督教要求
a conviction that you are unable，
要坚信说你不可能
by rule keeping and doing good，
通过遵守律法并且做好事。
Will ever get you into the kingdom of God.
能够把你带领进入神的国。
So I want to ask the question.
所以我现在问你个问题。
Have you truly been broken over your sins?
你有没有为着自己的罪内心伤痛呢？
I didn't ask you, are you a sinner?
我没有问你是不是个罪人。
I asked you, have you ever been broken over the fact that you're a sinner?
你有没有为着自己是个罪人而心碎呢？
Has your heart broken over the fact that you're so unlike Jesus?
你有没有因为你跟主耶稣相差的太远而心碎呢？
Do you know the weight of your sin, my friend?
你有没有感觉到你自己的罪带给你的沉重负担？
Christianity is not for the good but the wicked.
基督教不是为好人有的，而是为做坏人所有的。
That was the problem of the Pharisee and the Sadducees.
这就是法利赛人跟撒都盖人的问题。
They just could not see themselves as sinners.
因为他们根本就没有办法看见自己。
They saw themselves as righteous and everyone else was beneath them.
他们看自己就是义人，其他的人都在他们以下。
They could not understand why Jesus would not hang out, spend time with them.
他们不能够理解为什么主耶稣不跟他们在一起。
But rather spent most of his time with the undesirable.
但是花他主要的时间跟那些对于他们看起来是不耻的人在一起呢？
He's always with those other kind of people.
主耶稣老是跟那些其他的那种人在一起。
Those sinners.
那些罪人在一起。
And so one day they asked him about it.
所以当他们问这个问题的时候，
And here's what he said to them.
主耶稣怎么回答他们？
Those who are well have no need of a physician.
主耶稣说没病的人不需要医生。
But those who are sick.
但是只有生病的人才用得着。
I didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
我来不是来招义人，乃是招罪人。
And they didn't understand.
但是法利赛人跟撒都盖人他不明白。
So to help them understand, he gave them an illustration.
所以主耶稣为了帮助他们明白，他就给了他们一个比喻。
We call it the parable in Luke chapter 18.
在路加福音第十八章里面。
Luke 18, verses 10 through 14.
路加福音第十八章里面第十节到第十四节。
He gives an illustration of two men praying in the temple.
他给一个比喻，有两个人去了圣殿祷告。
One who thought he was good.
一个人认为他自己是很好的。
One who knew he was not good.
一个知道我是很差的。
The good man prayed.
这个好人祷告。
And how did he pray?
他怎么祷告呢？
God, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
神啊，我感谢你，我跟别人不一样。
Extortioners, unjust, adulterers.
勒索，不义，奸淫。
Or even as this tax collector.
就像那旁边的那个税吏那样。
I fast twice a week.
然后我一个星期禁食两次。
I give tithes of all that I possess.
我所得的都献上十分之一。
It's almost as if he was saying,
他以为好像他已经应该得救了。
Lord, you ought to be pleased you have me on your side.
主啊，你应该对于我在你这一方面，你应该是很高兴的吧。
How did the other man pray?
那另外一个人是怎么祷告呢？
The tax collector.
那个
是 The sinner.
这一个罪人。
He felt his sin.
他感觉到自己的罪恶。
He felt his not goodness.
他发觉我在神面前糟透。
They couldn't even raise his eyes to heaven.
他不敢把头抬起来对着天。
All he could do was beat his breast.
他能够所做的是垂着自己的胸。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
他说：“主啊，可怜我这个罪人。”
Somebody got saved that day.
在那一天，有一个人得救。
Somebody became a Christian that day. Which one of the two?
有人在那天变成了基督徒，是哪一个呢？
The one who knew he could never by his own works get into the presence of God.
就是那一个。他知道他不可能借着自己的行为面对天上的神。
The one who knew he could not earn God's favor.
那一个他不知道我不可能借着我的行为赢得神对我的爱。
The only way you can be delivered from your sin.
唯一能够把你从罪中拯救出来的方法
is not by trying to be better.
不是他怎么样想办法成为更好
or trying harder to be good.
或者是努力成为一个好人。
You have to throw yourself on the vast, infinite mercy of God.
你只能把自己放在那个广阔无边、没有尽头神的怜悯当中。
Only He can deliver you from your sin in this present evil age.
只有神才能搭救你离开罪恶和现今邪恶的世代。
That's the favor we all need.
这就是我们都需要的这一个恩典。
I still need it.
我现在还需要它。
Paul explains that when he and Barnabas were preaching to them,
使徒保罗在那里解释，当他跟巴拿巴跟他们传福音的时候，
This was the gospel they preached.
这就是他们所传的福音。
And Paul is shocked that they should quickly reject that gospel.
当使徒保罗看见加拉太人这么快就离开这么的，
他非常震惊。
The only gospel that could gain them the favor of God.
这一个唯一能够使他们在神面前蒙恩的福音。
There was no good news in circumcision or law obedience.
在割礼遵守律法上面没有好消息。
The word gospel means good news. There was no good news in that.
福音就是好消息，但那个割礼遵守摩西律法对他们来说没有什么好消息在里面。
So he says in verse 6 and 7 of chapter 1 of Galatians.
所以他在加拉太书的第一章第六到第七节当中再一次强调，
I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
我稀奇你们这么快离开，那借着基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Now I'm going to address this turning away that Paul speaks of later in other sessions.
我后面另外一堂会跟大家解释使徒保罗所说的这个转离。
But what I want to say right now is this.
现在我希望讲
any move, any degree of change with the gospel.
任何的做法，
任何程度对福音的改变
is a perversion of the gospel.
都是对于福音的歪曲。
Because it's a moving away from the biblical understanding of grace.
因为它就从圣经所教导我们的恩典上面偏离了。
It's to make your fellowship with God based upon your quality of performance.
他就把你和神的相交建立在你行为的质量上。
Now here's something we need to deal with and then we'll be done for this first session.
结束第一堂之前我们要处理一点事。
Why?
为什么？
Think about the question.
想一想这个问题。
Why would you, if you had have heard the Apostle Paul preach?
如果你听到过使徒保罗所传讲的，为什么要偏离？
I mean, think about it.
其实想一想，
One of the greatest preachers of all time, the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗是有史以来最伟大的 传福音的人之一。
And you profess faith after listening to this man.
而当你听了他所传的福音以后，承认接受了这个福音。
Why would you turn away from that?
那你为什么要从这里偏离的？
And here's why.
这是为什么？
Judaizers' message, that's the false teachers.
那些假教师所传讲的是什么呢？就是那个犹太主义。
It appealed to the flesh of the Galatians.
因为这些东西对于加拉太人从肉体来说呢，是很有吸引力的。
And so it appeals to our flesh.
并且这个东西呢，对于我们属肉体来说也很有吸引力。
Now listen.
那么让我想一想，请听。
I can describe everybody's life in these words I'm about to speak.
我可以用我等一会要讲的话来形容每一个人的生活。
As fallen people,
作为一个成人的人，
we all want to be validated.
我们都希望得做肯定，
meaning we want to be accepted, approved by others.
我们希望得做别人的接受，得做别人的
赞同。
We all want others to see that we're somehow we have importance.
因为我们希望别人看见，从某种角度来说，我是很重要的。
We have value.
我有价值。
Not only do we seek others to validate us,
不仅仅希望别人来肯定我，
but we seek validation from ourselves.
我们也寻求自我的肯定。
We want to see ourselves better than we really are.
我们希望看自己比真正的我来得好一点。
That is natural to you.
这对于我们每个人来说，这是很自然的。
That's why religion that's based on your performance is appealing.
所以这就为什么建立在你自己好行为的那一些宗教，对你来说是有吸引力的。
And there are people who hear the gospel Sunday after Sunday. They hear it.
有好些人每一个主日在那里听福音。
But they hear it through the ears of the law.
但是他们的耳朵呢是听着律法。
You can preach to them grace, but they hear law.
但你跟他们讲是恩典，但他听到的呢是律法。
They hear the preacher preach upon Jesus' faith in Christ, and they walk out of the church.
他们听到那个讲员讲到主耶稣的恩典。
And they walk out of the church thinking they got to do better.
但是他们离开教会的时候，他们在那里想，
他们能做得好一些。
并且努力去做。
Where did that come from?
这个从哪里来的呢？
It's not what the pastor preached.
这个不是那个讲员所说的呢。
That's what they heard.
是他们自己听出来的。
I've counseled with too many people. I know what I'm talking about.
我跟很多人谈过这件事，我知道我现在在说些什么。
I've preached the pure gospel of Jesus Christ by and His grace.
我在讲台上讲纯正的主耶稣的福音。是借着恩典。
And people will ask me, what have I got to do to get God to forgive me?
但是有很多人还在来问我，我应该做些什么，神可以能够饶恕我呢？
Why do we want to find some law or rule to keep?
为什么我们要去找一些律法、规条来遵守？
Because if you can keep the rules, then you prove to yourself.
因为当你能够遵守这些条例的时候，你可以向自己证明
I'm not that bad.
我不是太差哦。
You feel you're acceptable.
你觉得我应该是可以被接受。
Acceptable to God.
被神所接受。
Acceptable to others.
被其他人所接受。
And this leads to you accepting yourself.
这就是你去接受你自己。
As somebody that has value.
就觉得我是一个有价值的人。
But the gospel doesn't do that.
但是福音不是这么做。
The gospel pulls you out of you.
福音把你自己从你自己里面拉出来。
The message of the gospel is your solution to your problem is not you.
福音告诉我们说
你的问题的解决方法不在 你的里面。
Are you listening?
弟兄姊妹，明白这句话吗？
The gospel says only God can save you.
福音说只有神能够拯救你。
It says specifically, you don't have what it takes.
他特别告诉你们，说你们里面没有你们能做的。
Therefore, any message that tells you that you are worthy and you are valuable in and of yourself.
所以，任何信息告诉你说你是配得的，你自己是有价值的。
Is a false gospel.
那不是真正的福音。
Any messenger that tells you that you are somebody.
如果有任何使者来告诉你你是一个了不起的。
Is a perversion.
那是歪曲福音。
Any gospel that has any basis for a relationship with God.
任何福音的与神关系的基础。
Other than God.Other than God. God has to be the basis of our salvation.
神应该是我们这个救恩的基础。
And if the basis of salvation is not God, it's a cursed message.
如果救恩的基础不是神，
那就是应当被咒诅的信息。
Any gospel minister tells you that you have what it takes to pull yourself up.
任何的传道人告诉你，
你能够把自己拉出来。
That minister is a cursed man.
这样的讲员，他是应当被咒诅。
What Paul says in verses 8 and 9 of that first chapter.
在第一章第八个第九节，这就是使徒保罗所说的。
Only the gospel can deliver a person from this obsession with validation.
只有福音才能把一个人从自我验证的困扰里面救出来。
Look at the result of the gospel in the life of Paul, verse 10.
我们看从第十节，
福音在保罗生活中的果效。
For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God?
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？
Am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Did you see it?
你看见吗？
Paul admits that there was a time in his life that he was pleasing men.
保罗承认曾经有一段时候他是要讨人的喜欢的。
He says, if I were still trying to please men,
他在这里是说，如果人就要讨人的喜欢。
Means at one time he was trying, but now no longer.
表明他以前曾经有过是讨人的喜欢，但是现在不是了。
He was seeking his self-worth by what others thought of him.
他在寻找他自己的价值通过其他人怎么看他。
But since his conversion,
但是当他被改变以后，
the only person's approval that he cared about,
唯一他在意的一个人的看好，
was the approval of God,
就是神对他的赞同。
The love of God through Jesus Christ was all Paul needed.
通过主耶稣来的神的爱，这就是保罗所需要的。
It's all you need.
这也就是你所需要的。
The God of the universe,
那宇宙间的全能的神，
has offered his son to redeem you from your evil.
把他的儿子给你们，为的是拯救你们从罪恶当中出来。
You are the object of his love.
你就是他爱的对象。
Why?
为什么？
Because you're good?
是不是因为你好？
Because you do good things?
是不是做好事？不。
Because he set his love on you.
因为他已经定义把他的爱给你。
And displayed his love through the death of Jesus Christ.
并且用主耶稣基督向你表明他对你的爱。
What more worth do you need?
你还需要什么更多的东西？
How much more approval do you need?
你需要什么更多的赞同呢？
When you're free from trying to validate yourself,
当你能够从寻找肯定当中解脱出来的时候，
then you're free to glory in God.
那你就有这么一个自由以神夸口。
May the gospel of Jesus Christ liberate us all.
但愿主耶稣基督的福音解放我们每一个人。
And bring us into his glorious freedom.
把我们带进他那自由的荣耀当中。阿们。
Father, thank you.
天上的主，谢谢你。
For your love.
因为你的爱。
For worthless creatures.
对于我们这些不值一文的被造之人。
I confess, I know I have no value in and of myself.
我承认我自己在你面前一文不值。
When I stand before you in heaven,
当我在天上站在你面前的时候，
I will not be there because I preached at China Bridge.
我能够在那里，并不是因为我在这里
福音中国桥
传道。
I will not be there because I prayed prayers and read the Bible.
我在那里并不是因为我能祷告，能够读经。
I'll be there because in mercy,
我能够在站立你，因为你的怜悯。
You said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
做得好，你忠心良善的仆人。
You give your approval by grace and grace alone.
你的赞同是因着你的恩典，是仅仅就是恩典。
That's possible because of Jesus and what he's done for us.
这个能够做到是因为主耶稣为我们做的。
Pray,
所以我们在这里祷告。
Pour out the Holy Spirit in this place.
但愿你的圣灵充满这个地方。
For our Lord said that the Spirit would glorify Jesus, magnify him.
因为主说圣灵要荣耀主耶稣，彰显他的名。
Magnify Christ before us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
但愿你使主耶稣的名被高举，我们祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.